Jesus. Oh yes, I can hear it working. Thank you for your help and allowing for my disabilities. A prayer. Lord, may your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, especially our path, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, there were two mighty readings, Epistle and Gospel, for this Sunday, but I'm taking advantage of the fact that June the 11th is St. Barnabas Day. We've had the collect once, and we'll hear it again in a moment. I've chosen one of the most significant and striking... Am I too near? Is that better? Okay. One of the most striking and significant sentences in the whole New Testament, and you wonder, what can it be? It's not John 3:16. It's not Romans 8:28. It's not Revelation 3:20. Is it about the great love of God, like today's epistle from John? Or about God's greatness or power or judgment? Or something about Jesus, surely, and the cross? A great sentence waiting there. Well, in my chosen sentence, God or Jesus don't get a mention. I won't tantalize you further, but reveal it. It's the book of Acts, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verse 25, and here it is. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. Got that? Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. A bit of background. Saul of Tarsus had become a Christian in his dramatic Damascus Road conversion in chapter 9. After a bumpy start, the believers in Jerusalem sent him back home to Tarsus before the end of chapter 9 in Acts. And the focus then shifts for a chapter and a half to Peter, Simon Peter. But by chapter 11, the church in Antioch, the third city of the Roman Empire, was absolutely humming and buzzing with life. It was all happening in Antioch, full of growth and excitement and joy and all sorts of things happening. It was so lively, in fact, that Barnabas was sent there to check that actually it was all okay. They weren't going completely over the top. And so Barnabas went from Jerusalem, and it says he was glad. He wasn't worried about all this excitement. He was just glad that God was doing so many great things. And at verse 25, he went to Tarsus, about 130 miles, probably easier there than it might be today. If you can imagine the Mediterranean as a large oblong, the journey would take you round the top right-hand corner of the Mediterranean, or the northeast corner to Tarsus in Turkey. And he went to look for Saul. The actual word means he searched for him, and I quote from the dictionary, with an implication of difficulty. There's a hint in the word that it wasn't just easy, it was a difficult thing to do. Was there some reluctance on Saul's part, or even on Barnabas's part? Using a bit of creative imagination or creative license, did Barnabas ever wonder, is it really right to go? Should I go? I've got enough to do here. Is it really worth it? Suppose Saul says, no, I'm not coming. What a waste of time. Not all that far in miles or kilometres, but a huge step in terms of risk. a psychological move to get Saul again. On the same page, Luke tells us, Luke, who wrote the Acts of the Apostles, the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Up to then, they were believers or the way, but now they were called Christians. The believers in Jesus as Christ were given a new nickname that has stuck for the last 2,000 years. I'd like to give them another name, another title. The believers in Jesus are the people who go to look for people. The people who go to look for people and go to find people and go to bring people. Perhaps you can think of other searching and finders and bringers in the narrative. Andrew, for example, went to bring his brother Simon Peter to meet Jesus. Philip brought Nathanael to meet Jesus. That's all in John chapter 1. Because they follow the footsteps and method of their Lord Jesus. Jesus goes to find and fetches Philip, and he finds and fetches Matthew, and he finds and fetches James and John, the fishermen, and he finds and fetches, well, you and me. He is the good shepherd who goes after the lost and wandering sheep, finds them and brings them back. And of course, his cross, which we remember at every communion service, his cross is the ultimate in going and finding and seeking and then bringing back to himself. Sometimes it'll be the first time Jesus calls a new disciple to come to him. That's the, like Matthew and so on, that I've quoted. Sometimes, as in Barnabas and Paul, it's not the first time, but it's to get someone on board in a new way, to have a new job, a new calling that they perhaps haven't realized until the friend, the one who goes to look for them, finds them and presents them with a new challenge. If Barnabas had never gone to Tarsus, imagine that, to look for Saul, or if he'd said, no, it's actually too risky, it's a good idea, it's just too risky. I don't think it's worth it, really. If Barnabas had said that, would we ever have heard of the Apostle Paul? And sometimes the one who is found, as with Andrew and Simon Peter, is actually fills a greater role than the one who goes to seek. You never know who we're going to find when we go to search and seek. My old friend Tom lived in Poplar, around the corner from us. He was a painter, not an artist, but a house painter, a builder's painter, and he lived just round the corner from our church. Now, before I got there, before my time, it wasn't due to me, but somebody from the church went to Tom's house, number 29, with an invitation, some special event at church, a guest service or something that with planned with outsiders in mind, and knocked on the door and showed Tom what they were offering, and Tom said, no, not for me, thanks, no. The wife might come, but that's not for me. So that was it. Except that it wasn't quite it, because the visitor didn't give up. Whoever it was, they called again. And Tom said the same thing. No, I told you last time, it's not for me. You enjoy it. I don't blame. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's not for me. All right? And he went. The visitor went again. And again. And again, until Tom got completely cheesed off with this. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll go just once and that will shut them up. And if I go just once to this, whatever it is, this special do, then they'll leave me alone. And I've done what they've asked me to do. I've turned up and that's it. And I won't be plagued with these people again. And so Tom went once, and then he went twice, and then he kept going. He found something there that he never dreamt he would find, until he too became a follower of Jesus, not only a follower, but he became someone who went to look for others. And he went to look and seek and find, because somebody came to look for him in the first place. He became the one to look for others. What about me? What about you? I'm going to use again that collect of St. Barnabas Day.